I'll tell you something I love about being in France, in addition to some seriously delicious butter, and that is the wide selection of wines I can find in France for low prices. It can be much more difficult to source those same bottles back in the States, and that's why I love to buy wines out of France with Ideal Wine. I have bottles shipped to me, hassle-free. It's easy. Ideal Wine has a new auction every week and is a great source for iconic names like Ouette, Louis Roeder, and Domaine Lefleuve, as well as rising stars like Arnaud Lachaud, Gonon, and Tissot. Find the wines you'd rather be drinking at idealwine.com. That's IDEALWINE.com and have the wine shipped to you in the States. Use the promo code FIRST, FIRST, for $15 off your first order of $150 or more. Hey, that's $15 you could save, and that is some good butter money. See for yourself at Ideal Wine.
I'll Drink to That, where we get behind the scenes of the beverage business. I'm Levy Dalton.
I'm Erin Scala.
And here's our show today. Maria Teresa Mascarello of Bartolo Mascarello on the show. Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
So we're in your mother's house, which was purchased by your grandfather in 1918?
Yes, this is the house where born my grandfather, Giulio Mascarello, my father, Bartolo Mascarello, where my grandfather, Giulio Mascarello, start to make wine in 1919. But my family arrived from Torriglione, is a village close to La Morra, where born my great-grandfather, Bartolomeo Mascarello, that he works in a small cooperative cellar in Barolo. My great-grandfather, Bartolomeo Mascarello, born in Torriglione, La Morra, but is married with my great-grandmother, Teresa Bianco, the owner of this house that they married, and he comes in Barolo and he works in the cooperative cellar, but the cooperative cellar was closed to start of 19 for the economic crisis that my grandfather Giulio Mascarello decided to start here in the family house. And certainly this decision in this time was not easy because it's more important in the region, the big winery, and not the small artisanal producer. They want to make a quality and not a quantity.
So in the records, do you see where the wines were sold at that time, where they sold locally?
We start with, I think, 2 hectares. And then also after with my father, we buy another piece, like another piece in Rouet, in another parcel in Canubi, and the total are 5 hectares. And from to start to now are always the same 5 hectares, the same parcel, the same wines, only the typical variety from us, that certainly Barolo is the more important production from us, but with Barolo, there are other typical variety like Dolcetto, Barbera, and Fresa. And all the, insomma, the total production is between 30,000, 35,000 bottles per year, 15,000 to 20,000 of Barolo, 5,000 of Barbera, the same 5,000 to 6,000 of Dolcetto, 2,000 of Fresa, and between 2,000 to 3,000 of Nebbiolo, Langhe Nebbiolo. See, total production 30,000 to 35,000, and always the same philosophy that for me, for my family, is always very important to respect our tradition, our history, the history of the region, our roots. We don't change to make wine for the market. I born here in Barolo, and I think that for me is a big privilege to born in this village, in this region, because I have this privilege to make a wine, Barolo, that is unique in the world. That my work, like was for my father, my grandfather, for the old generation, is to protect this identity, to value this identity, to protect this typicity, to protect this unicity. And I don't appreciate, for example, that my wine is confusing with all wine that is produced in the world. I want that people recognize when they taste a Barolo glass, a Nebbiolo variety. That I respect my roots because are very important for me. Is my life, is my identity.
And Barolo worked with Giulio from the 1930s?
Certainly, because my grandfather, Giulio Mascarello, is born in 1895. And my father, Bartolo, is born in 1926. And my father, after the school, decided to work with my grandfather, Giulio Mascarello, and the boss work together. It's a family work. Certainly, it's very different from now, because now the Lange are very famous in the world. Now are a rich region, but in the past, 60 years ago, after the Second War, certainly is a poor region. All family has not only the vineyard, but also a fields, also a fruit, also a hazelnut, also animals. Is a mix, and certainly the wine is not everywhere. It's more a local market, and the wine also was more sold in damigiane, 54 liters, to private customer, to wine shop and restaurant, bottling herself. That certainly is another economy. Now, in 60 years, and also in the last 20 years, the region is changed a lot. The market is international market. And I think to my grandfather that he comes back and he find the people from China, from Russland, from Australia, from Thailand, from South Korea. And I think it's crazy to believe. It's unbelievable for my grandfather. But also I remember for my father, when arrived the first Japanese people, war was a very extraordinary time. That certainly for us, anche also, I born in 1967, and in these 50 years, a lot is changed also for me, because I remember where I born in Barolo was a very farmer village. There is only two restaurants and with rooms, and we are young and we play all time in the village. No car. Is very more simple life. I remember the door stay with the key inside. Also in the night we don't leave the key. The car stay outside with the key inside. Was very different, and there is the shop, the bakery, the butcher, no wine shops. Barolo was farmer village, now is a touristic village that only one shop, certainly the winery are the same that in the past, but certainly for me is very changed the village. Also, I don't use to go in the village and to meet international people. Before, I met only my compaesani, the abitanti of Barolo. Now, it's like Capri, it's like famous village in the world. Certainly is not always easy. Certainly is better because there is now for all an opportunity to stay, to continue to work in the vineyard, because also in the past, my father, for example, thinks that with her generation was all finished because the young people leave the landscape, the vineyard, to look for work in the city, in Alba, to Ferrero, Miroglio, or in Turin, to Fiat. But born an opportunity to stay, that a new generation don't leave the village, don't leave the region, but come back. This was very, very important for us. I appreciate that the people stay and don't leave, but certainly I don't share the decision to change the identity of the wine, because certainly in this time, 8 years, 9 years more, the trend is wine, and certainly the model is Bordeaux style, that barrique, rotofermenter, concentration, high alcohol, dark color, not very typical of Barolo. Yeah, I appreciate that the people stay, but I don't share this choice to leave the past, to leave the identity of the region for following a market style. For me, Barolo is like a classic book, like Dante, like Manzoni, and I don't change the classical every time because the market asks different taste, different style. Certainly, our work is to work always better, if it's possible to work better to the detail, but certainly don't change identity of a wine like Barolo, like Barbaresco, like also Dolcetto. For me, all is important.
What do you think the situation was in the 1930s when Giulio was working with your father?
It's not easy sell wine like now, because don't arrive American people, so don't arrive Japanese people, don't arrive also German people. Vabbè, German people arrived before for another reason. Don't arrive the Switzerland people, or people from North Europe. But come ho spiegato, is a more simple economy.
Sì.
Certainly, we don't have the opportunity to now to buy a new cellar, to restore a new cellar. My father, I remember, he worked to restore the old cellar, but my grandfather stopped, because certainly we don't have the possibility to restore. Ecco, is now is this that I explained is very changed, because in 60 years now there is a new winery, there is a big car, there is an elegant restaurant, arrive also from outside to invest in our vineyard, in our winery. In the past, the people leave the Lange to look for the work outside. Now arrive not only from outside to buy the wines, but also to buy the winery, to buy the vineyard, like in Burgundy, like in Bordeaux. That from a side is a satisfaction, because our region is grow and is arrive the same level that France, because there is always this discussion that we think that we are not the same level of France, but now we arrive at the same levels, because also the vineyards are in this moment very expensive. But this invasione from investor, for me, certainly, I don't...
You don't applaud this.
Applaud. Because certainly, we have the roots in this region. We know the tradition. We know the history. My discussion is not to stop because I am open for the... it's not my discussion to close the region. But certainly, it's also leave, loosen our roots. Mm. And this also charm that has for me our region that... to make wine is a family work. And we have also this natural, spontaneous approach. You come to visit us and you met the producer, not the employer, or are not assurance, bank, or company that don't have a roots with the region. Mm, that this, for me, is... la forza of the region because the winery are of us, of the farmer from the region, from the family of the region. Certainly, because now the price is very high of the vineyard, many owner of vineyard or producer certainly in this moment is an opportunity to sell.
There's this temptation.
Certainly, because it's a big opportunity.
Were you alive when your grandfather was alive? When you were a little girl, was your grandfather still alive?
Allora, I live always with my family here in this house. And I study in Turin, that when I am 19 years old, I leave Barolo to go in Turin, but I come back always the weekend. And I study not wine, but languages, French and German, not English. And I appreciate always in my family, that my parents leave me free to decide my way. My grandfather wants that I study wine school in Alba. But to start, I don't like wine. I refuse all this world. And I decided to study not wine, but languages. But the end of my study, certainly also we grow that we change the mind.
What do you think changed it for you?
When I am the end of my study, when I am 23, 24 years old, see, when I finish my study, I decide to stay at home. And also my final work in Italy, the name is a thesis that we present at the end of the study in university, was about the wine, about is a study of the words wine in the old dictionary and Encyclopédie Diderot d'Alembert of France, because mi sono laureata in French. My work, last work was in French, and this was already my message to my father that I take my decision to come back at home and to continue this family work. But I say always that certainly in this year during the university, because also I don't taste wine to 20 years old, but was a very slow approach to the wine that I can to be appreciate. But certainly my choice was more moved from my family history. Certainly, I like the wine. It's my work. But is I say always was a scelta sentimentale. You understand? Sentimental choice. I don't know if you understand.
More about the people than the wine.
Ecco, right. Of because I understand that my family with a lot of work and also a lot of fatigue, a lot of difficult build this small winery that for me, because also I am only child, is said to leave this this work from generation that I decide to stay and to continue, but in the same way, with the same philosophy. And also for me was always and is always now very important this small size, 5 hectares. I say that when I find my balance before economic balance, because certainly it's the more important. And second, the psychological balance. I don't know, because I must to grow. With 5 hectares for me is a very free choice, because I am free to make wine. I don't have a pressure for the market. I don't must following the taste of the market, the time of the market, because certainly wine has time of the nature and not time of the market. That with 5 hectares is possible to following the nature time. And also my family customer, because from a many generation now, I am also personally relationship with all my customer says wait. And for me, this is very important to work free without pressure from outside. And more in this time that all is made very fast, 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 fast. In my work, nothing is fast, because nature needs another time and not a market time or technological time. And I respect this time and I stopped the pressure. Also, I grow with this philosophy, because for Barolo, we must wait. We must wait when we plant a new vines, because we must wait minimum 3 years to have the first vintage, but only the 70%, 4 years to have 100% of the production. And now after I must wait another 4 years to release. That this is my time. And that when I release, we recommend to wait another 10 years. That the rhythmic of the time for me is this, not I mail now and 2 minutes later answer. In fact, I don't also to stop at this pressure. I don't have email. No, the winery don't has email. I personally, I don't have email, because I want to protect to protect my time, to protect the time of the wine, of the vineyard, of the cellar.
I remember the Langa Nebbiolo 10, you kept it for an extra year in wood because it had a long mallow.
Yes, we wait 1 year more, because when we must bottling, it don't make the malolattica fermentation, that we wait 1 year more. But my customer also wait. Every time they call to her, what is it, the Nebbiolo? Is time, is ready, is... I like this moist size, because I have this personal relationship with my customer. It's not a commercial relationship. And is also like we, the winery, we continue from a generation to another generation. Also, I have a customer. They start to be customer with my grandfather. The son is the same age of my father that continue. Now there is the next generation that is the same age of me. And for me, it's very important every year to meet this old customer. They come here from everywhere to say hello and to buy a little bottles.
Do they tell you stories about your grandfather or your father when they come, the old customers?
For example, to explain our philosophy, because don't change never, perhaps is a tara familiare. We live without a telephone. I decided to take the telephone in 1989. Was the first telephone in the house, at home, in the winery. And I remember that my father says, I don't want the telephone. If you want the telephone, you ask. And you write in the guide where there is all name and number, you write your name, not my name, not the name of the winery. And still now in this number book, there is always Mascarello, Maria Teresa. And my father says, in 1989, you remember, is a very important time in the Europe because in German, the
wall came down.
And my father says that also in our home, a mower is broken because we have a telephone. And another history, this is my grandfather, Giulio Mascarello. We have a customer in Turin. He works in the finance and he has a very important dinner to Rome in Turin. And in the morning, he go in her cellar and don't find our Barolo. And he want to give for this dinner. And very arrabbiato, very angry.
Concerned.
Nervous.
Nervous.
Take the car, come, leave Turin, come to Barolo to buy the wine and says to my grandfather, Giulio Mascarello, why you don't have telephone? I must go to Turin, come here to take the wine. And my grandfather, very quiet, answer, this is the reason, because if I have the telephone, I go to leave Barolo with the wine and to give the wine in Turin. That I stay quiet in Barolo and you must to go to me to buy the wine. That this is...
better use of time.
This is the philosophy. In fact, my father also says me always is very important for a producer to make a good wine, high quality, but the people must to come visit us in Barolo via Roma number 15 and know you run in the world to look for the customer.
Because I've never seen you in New York.
No, never been in. Is come si dice tara familiare, is heritage of is the style, no, the style is the character. Also, I say always that I receive with big pleasure the people to me in Barolo to the winery, but it's not my work to travel in the world to make a promotion, because also the reason to stay a small producer is because I don't want following the same process, the same same method. The producer, they produce 200,000 bottles, 500,000 bottles, 100,000 bottles. for the artisanal producer, for me, is more important to following the work in the vineyard, the work in the cellar. Certainly, now this side of our work of the hospitality, of to meet the customer is also very important. But for me, it's very important to stay because I find the balance, my balance, to stay at home to my winery and not around the world. That certainly, if I have the opportunity, I can decide in the future to go to New York because I am interested to visit the town, but not because I must to visit my customer. I appreciate, I say, it's not a snob because certainly for me is a big satisfaction open the door for all these people that arrive to visit me because these people makes a lot of kilometers to visit a very, very, very small winery in a small village that I appreciate. It's a big satisfaction for me receive these people from everywhere. But don't ask me to meet the people outside my village, because also for me is more important and is more easy to understand the philosophy, to understand the wine, if the people come in the original region between the vineyard, met the people, the producer in her winery, and not behind a table in Tokyo, in New York, in Singapore, or in Shanghai. Mm.
So you came back, and what was it like when you came back and worked with the family cantina?
Allora, I started to work with my father in 1993. End of 1993. And certainly to start, I work more in office administration, certainly with the customer, because also in this time, work with us, enologist from Monforte, Pantino. They work with us around 15 years. And then certainly in this time, following more the work in the vineyard and the cellar, because also my father doesn't very lucky because has a problem with the leg. During the time was more difficult for him to walk and then work in vineyard and in cellar. That also between I and my father, there is 41 years old that certainly my father needs help that started this collaboration with Alessandro Fantino that finished in 1997. And it is in this moment that I took
the reins
in charge, see, the work in the vineyard and in the cellar. And 2 years later, in 1999, also certainly I look for help and arrive a young, always another young enologist from Monforte. The name is always Alessandro Bovio. That started with me and with my father in 1999, and now we continue this relationship.
What did your father tell you about the vineyards?
With my father, I don't have a big opportunity to go in the vineyard. I go when I am a child, and also I go with my grandfather, because my grandfather don't drive a car, but drive a
motorcycle.
Ecco, motorcycle. And I go with my grandfather on the motorcycle in the vineyard. That certainly, my stage in the vineyard start during the time where there is Alessandro Fantino, but certainly I study and I help during harvest, if it's necessary, during bottling to receive the people. But is a farmer from Barolo, that following me when Alessandro Fantino leave and they start.
Oh, yeah?
Sì.
Who is that?
Carlo Pittatore. Mm. And also another pensionato.
An older gentleman?
Sì. Mm. That, but certainly I go with also with my father, but my father is no possible more for him walk in the vineyard.
If I were to understand what the vineyard, what each contributes, what should I think about the vineyards that you have?
Allora, certainly, sì, we continue and I believe, I am very convinta, I believe very hard in the mix, in the Barolo, from our four vineyards, Cannubi, San Lorenzo, and Rue in Barolo, and Rocche dell'Annunziata in La Morra.
But it's not Cannubi, San Lorenzo, it's Cannubi.
It's Cannubi and sì, we precise, and San Lorenzo, four. And my father says always to me, like says my grandfather, like says also the old generation, that in the mix there is certainly more balance in the wine every year between alcohol, between tannin, between acidity. And I believe in this more in this very hot and dry vintage, where certainly a parcel like Cannubi, where the exposition is total south, our parcel, and the soil is more sand, has more problem, has more stress, the vines, that for example, Rue, where the exposition is east, and the soil more clay, that the mix to permit the wine to have a good balance, because it's not right to think that from the best vineyard arrive always the best wines, every year, every time. Because also this method of single vineyard is not local, is not traditional, but is imported from Burgundy. It was our wine writer, Luigi Veronelli, that recommended, suggest the producer from the region to following this method. But I say that I believe in the mix. Certainly as more fashion, as more appeal to write on the label a single vineyard, because certainly I can ask also high price. That many times I ask me if a single vineyard is made because is high quality or because is a commercial trading method. Certainly the important vineyards are recognized. And certainly perhaps in my Barolo is not a very expression of Cannubi or of Rue of Rocche dell'Annunziata. But for me, in my work, I look, and also in my life, I look for always the balance. And this is for me the right way to make the wine that I continue in this way, and I don't change, because I believe a lot in this way. Mm.
So you co-ferment the berries from each vineyard together, like as a group?
Exactly, because we mix from the beginning. It's not a
blend.
Separate vinification, but we mix from the beginning all together. Certainly it's not the start mix, the right final mix, because I have concrete tanks where I make the fermentation, and usually we start from San Lorenzo because is old vines that are ripe before, that in the first tanks, for example, there is old San Lorenzo because it's the small parcel, and then after San Lorenzo we go to Cannubi, that in the first tanks there is old San Lorenzo and a part, the first part of Cannubi. in the second tank, there is the last of Canubi and perhaps the start of, we go after in Le Rocche dell'Annunziata, the start of Le Rocche dell'Annunziata, in the next perhaps all Le Rocche dell'Annunziata, in the last part of the Le Rocche dell'Annunziata, we come back in Barolo to Rouet.
So Rouet is the last that you harvest?
The last that if we have certainly a normal and regular weather during the year, because certainly if I have perhaps hail in a vineyard with hail, is more slower the ripeness that certainly we wait. But if we have a normal year, normal weather, no hail and no another problem, this is the time. Certainly all our vineyard are between 250, 270 meters on the sea that arrive around in the same time to ripeness. And also the exposition is south, southeast, east. That usually is San Lorenzo, the next Canubi, the next Rocche dell'Annunziata, and the last is Idrue. And also is the same style, I explain. Because our vineyard in Barolo and in La Morra, where the character is more on the elegance and finesse than the power. In fact, I remember that my father says that it was perhaps interesting to have a parcel in Serralunga and to have this mix between the elegance and finesse of Barolo and La Morra with Serralunga. Mm.
Maybe in the future one day.
I don't want to growing. certainly, ecco, also the parcel are different surface because the two big parcel are Canubi, 1 hectare, and Le Rocche dell'Annunziata is 1 hectare and 2,000 meters square. Rouet is 5,000 meters square and San Lorenzo is 3,000 meters square. That this is the proportion. It's not a choice in the cellar that I decide a 20% from a vineyard, 30% from another, 50% from another. We mix together when the nature give. And certainly the proportion can change. For not for my decision, but for natural reason. Because if I have hail, the proportion can change little every year. Or also when I replant old vineyard, like in the last 16 years, we change Canubi is 1 hectare and was also old vines. And we replant a small part. Not all together, but 2,000 meters square every 5-6 years that we replant the first in 1999 and the last in 2012. That certainly in this time, in the mix, there is 2,000 meters square less of Canubi. Or like now, that also we pull out.
Sì.
These old vines in 70 years old, planted from my grandfather in San Lorenzo, is 3,000 meters square that last year, the vintage 2015, there isn't more San Lorenzo in the mix, but I rent. This is a very good opportunity, very big opportunity. I am very lucky. I have a very nice neighbor in Monrobiolo di Bussia, this side in Barolo village, where I have one of the two vineyards of Dolcetto and the vineyard of Fresa. And this neighbor asked me if I want to rent this parcel for 1,000 meters square that in the mix of my Barolo, of our Barolo 2015, there isn't San Lorenzo, but not 3,000 meters square of San Lorenzo, but 4,000 meters square of Monrobiolo di Bussia. That also can change little the identity of little because certainly the big part are always Canubi and
So no sorting table when the grapes come in.
Allora, no, we see. Allora, vabbè, the very important choice, selection, we make always in the vineyard. But last year, 2015, I buy a new destemmer machine that make a more, the same, always the same, made from the same company that the older machine.
I see.
It's a Tuscany factory, Mori. And makes a more delicate work with the stems, with the berry, is a better work to the stemmer. And also, I'm introducing a sorting.
Oh, you have a sorting table.
Table that there is a second choice also in the winery.
From 15.
See, from 2015. Is also very important is a sorting table because this machine works better if the grape arrive slow in the machine. And also the sorting table help to, is more constant the
flow.
See, in I am happy. This is, I explain, we traditional producer, we can work always better because certainly I think that this new destemmer machine, I can have a better result, but don't change the identity of the Barolo. Also the pompa peristaltica that also is more delicate with wine, more gentle. All these detail can have best quality, but not another wine.
So you pump over in the tanks while during fermentation?
Yes, for Barolo, yes. And we pump over 2 times per day during fermentation, in the morning, in the afternoon. We don't have automatismi, no technological system.
You do it by hand.
By hand, that 2 times per day. And also natural temperature, because I don't have a system to cooler or to warmer the most. But certainly concrete tanks as a...
like they regulate the temperature,
right?
The concrete.
And the end, after fermentation, we make cappello sommerso. We leave the skin a long time in contact with the most. And fermentation time with maceration time are together between 30 or 50 days. But certainly depend. Depend from the vintage, depend from the quality of the grape, from the quality of the skin that can change every year.
When it's warmer, does it go faster? In a warm vintage, is it more like 30 days? And then-
certainly. Not long maceration. Or also, for example, in 2014, certainly 2014 to us was a very difficult year because we have a lot of rain in summer. Only rain, humidity, cold temperature.
This is 14, 2014.
Ecco, to us also we have 2 times hail, storm hail. That certainly the end we prefer to after 3 weeks to separate the wine from the skin because certainly is not easy. But for example, last vintage 2015 that was a wonderful grape, very ripe, very healthy maceration during 45 days.
You do malolactic in wood?
Yes, because also for me, we return to this discussion about to respect the time of the wine. We don't force the natural process, that we don't force the alcoholic fermentation, and we don't force the malolactic fermentation. That malolactic fermentation is spontaneous, usually if the harvest is in normal time. That for Nebbiolo middle October, normally the malolattica fermentation arrive in spring, summer, certainly in oak cask, when the temperature in the cellar grow, because our cellar is a cellar with a natural temperature, that certainly there is a difference of the temperature between summer and winter, 5-6 degrees. And when the temperature grow, the malolactic.
5-6 degrees Celsius change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Change.
And so it's Slavonian oak, except for Freesia, you use some chestnut?
Allora, no, it's all Slavonian oak. Certainly in the past, when I started to work with my father, we have a cask of chestnut, because certainly in the past there is a local cooper that now no more. This is another problem. And also this local cooperage use our wood that...
Piemonte wood.
Oak, Piemontese, sì, of the region. Oak, chestnut, and also I remember we have one or two of acacia. Mm. But now, see, in the last 70 years, in different time, we change all, and now are all Slavonian oak by from this traditional cooperage in Veneto. The name is Garbellotto. And all Slavonian oak, not toasted.
And you use the press wine. You press and use some of it.
Usually, allora, the press is a very soft press that we taste and we decide if use, if mix with another or separate. We decide every year.
And I see Sandro topping up the botte quite often.
Ecco, allora sì, we every week in winter we control the level and we fill up. And for this work we use this damigiane that you can look in the cellar, because ecco, when we rack the wine from a cask to another, certainly the quantity is not always the same. And the rest, 100 liters, 500, 500 liters, 200 liters, we store in this damigiane, and we use when we rack again, or in winter when we fill up every week.
And you use the same bottling line as Beppe Rinaldi?
Yes, because certainly bottling machines are very expensive. And we bottling one time per year all our wines, that not only Barolo, but Dolcetto, Barbera, Fresa, and Nebbiolo. End of July, start of August. And a expensive machine for 2 weeks in the year is a little that I share with my cousin, Giuseppe Rinaldi. And end of July, we start with Barolo. We bottling Barolo 2013.
Seems like a good vintage.
Sì, it's a good vintage. I am satisfied. It's a very traditional vintage. I don't find in the 2013 the elegance that I find in 2010, but also in 2012. But I like this difference, because I say always that I don't make wine to make the big vintage. I make wine and the every year is different because I don't look for the standard every year. That for me is very important when I taste and I drink the wine, recognize certainly the first, the variety, the identity of the variety. The second, recognize the weather. In big vintage, like was 2010, 2008, 2006, 2011, all producer, all of us, we make all very good wine, small and big. It's more difficult to make good wine in vintage like 2014, like also 2012 was not a very easy vintage. And for me, I spend more time, more money, more stress in this difficult vintage that, for example, in 2010, that usually is more expensive on the market, the very famous and big vintage. But for me, for the work, is more expensive a small vintage because needs more time, needs more work, more difficult, more, for example, treatment. And then perhaps we produce 40, 30, 20% less that this vintage, like 2014, for example, are more expensive to work than 2010. But the market won't pay expensive, only a best vintage. And I have a more affezione.
Affection for the
ecco,
hard
for,
ones.
Ecco, for the hard, because certainly for us it's more difficult. It's very difficult.
Like the Dolcetto and the Frasier are more ecco. difficult, but you can't sell them for as much money.
Right. But for me, all are the same. It's not because Nebbiolo is a very important grape to us that the best work is for Nebbiolo. Are all my children and I make the same work for Dolcetto, for Fresa, for Nebbiolo, for Barbera. For me, all wine has dignità, identity, and I spend the same time, the same efforts, the same
care.
Ecco, exactly, for all variety.
So when you work with Dolcetto, what's important?
It's also for me, it's important to respect the biodiversity. Is tradition to us make close to Nebbiolo, Dolcetto, Barbera, because also in the past Nebbiolo was planted only in the best side, in the best exposition, and another exposition, Dolcetto, Barbera, Fresa, because Barolo is wine for aging and another wine are wine to drink every day, and also because also for the consumer, it's important to have expensive wine and also an opportunity to buy Dolcetto bottles or Barbera bottles to drink every day. That for me is very important to respect this difference. I know that now, because certainly Nebbiolo is more important, more expensive, is planted everywhere, and also more vineyard of Dolcetto and Fresa now where was possible are vineyard of Nebbiolo. But for me, for my winery, for the respect of this history, I continue. I don't change the variety because the market in this moment asked more Nebbiolo, and certainly if I move this 2,000 meter square of Fresa and I plant Nebbiolo, I have 2,000 bottles more to give to my customer, because also the problem now is that the wine is all sold out, but not only Barolo, but also Dolcetto, Fresa, Barbera and Nebbiolo. And if I have 2,000 bottles more of Nebbiolo, of Barolo, is an opportunity for me and for my customer. But I make this work not for money. Certainly is my work that I must to live with my work. But there is another reason because I chose this work, because I continue the tradition of my family, because I respect the history. For me, certainly, money is important for my economic, but it's not the principio of my life.
And the Frasier you make in a somewhat unique way. I mean, it's not so common how you make the Frasier.
Sì, allora, beh, to us, Frasier is a tradition to make, but certainly, I say, it's more typical not to us, but in Monferrato, Astigiano, and around Turin, where certainly is a big production. To us, I think now we are the last 8 producer. We continue to make Fresa. They believe in the Fresa, also if it's a small quantity. Certainly is a choice of the producer to produce still or sparkly. We prefer and we made always sparkly, but in Italy is not the right word is say we call vivace or mossa because it's not like a
it's not fully sparkling.
Ecco.
It's a little pétillant.
Exactly. Because she makes a re-fermentation in the bottle. We bottling with a sugar residual and we keep 1 year more in the bottle before to release to wait this re-fermentation. And certainly I prefer not still, but this little, because also Fresa is the same family of Nebbiolo, that is a tannic wine, but is more rustic tannin than certainly the tannin of Nebbiolo. And sparkly is the tannin is more not so heavy. And also I like sparkly because it's more allegra. It's not very serious. Already the another wine, Dolcetto, Barbera, Nebbiolo, Barolo are very serious. Still wine, Fresa is the crazy sun. Also because if it's a natural process, this re-fermentation in the bottle, if it's the same wine, same bottling, keep in the same place, every bottle is a surprise. One more sparkly, another little, and also every vintage. Because there is a vintage that is more a little sparkly, the another that is more, that is very...
I've experienced that because the first time I had the Fresa, I didn't realize it was sparkling. And then when I came here, I had the Fresa and I was very confused for a while. And then you recommend to decant the Fresa?
Sì, allora, usually because she makes a re-fermentation in the bottle, she has a little sediment. When you open the bottle, certainly there is a reduction that I recommended or to open 1 hour before it. To serve careful, and I like in summer, for example, in this day, with the cellar temperature.
And do you see a difference between the grape varieties and some of the things that happens in terms of how long malic conversion takes or in the kinds of tannins you have to deal with? What are the keys to dealing with the Barbera, Dolcetto, Fresa, Nebbiolo?
It's very interesting to us, because every wine has her identity and is very precise. And also is very typical to us, the mono variety, that Dolcetto is 100% Dolcetto grape, Barbera is 100% Barbera grape, Fresa is 100% Fresa grape, Barolo is 100% Nebbiolo grape, and... Nebbiolo, Langhe Nebbiolo is possible to mix with 15% from another variety, but to us is 100% Nebbiolo grape. In the cellar, Barbera is, during alcoholic fermentation, is very very fast, is very, very quickly. Dolcetto, more slow. Fresa start slow and then fast. But also... depend also every year, but Dolcetto perhaps is the more difficult variety to during harvest in the cellar because the skin are more thin, that is more delicate grape if it's very important for Nebbiolo, Barbera and also Fresa, this difference of the temperature in autumn between day and night. This is not good for Dolcetto because the berry
falls to the ground.
And also in the cellar, Dolcetto has a problem of reduction that is necessary to move, to rack often if I compare with the another variety. But also the choice to us to aging Dolcetto, like the all another wines in oak cask, I don't have to now this problem to reduction, and also I don't move a lot of time Dolcetto because certainly in the oak there is more Ossigenazione.
Sure. Oxygen exchange through the staves.
Exactly.
So it's, you don't have to rack it as much because you're using wood.
Yes, but certainly dolcetto needs more attention. That, for example, Nebbiolo, I like very much Nebbiolo because after two rack is clean. Nebbiolo is always very, very clean. Dolcetto needs more time. Like also Barbera is clean, like also Fraser.
And the Lenga Nebbiolo, you decide that from the harvest time. That's something you've already decided when you harvest. It's not declassified later.
Exactly. We decide during, harvest because is the grape from our Nebbiolo vineyard. And if are young vines or if we have a problem during the year that we think that a part is not a good quality for Barolo, and in the year we don't have our Nebbiolo or the quantity is too less, we buy a little quantity from a friend in Barbaresco area. But certainly from the beginning.
Big secret. I happen to really enjoy the Lenga Nebbiolo, especially the 10. It's like my favorite wine.
It certainly is for Barolo is a long maceration. But for Lenga Nebbiolo, like for Dolcetto, Barbera and Fraser, after fermentation, we rack the skin from the wine. And for me, Nebbiolo is a young wine to drink like a Dolcetto, because I don't make a Lenga Nebbiolo to drink 5, 6 years old, because 5, 6, or 10 years old, I drink Barolo. Nebbiolo is to drink young. Certainly, he has a potential to aging, but I like to drink young because I prefer this side of freshness, of giovinezza,
youthful energy. Ecco.
Yes, I like.
When you try the old wines, what do you see? You know, in the decades, the 50s, 60s, 70s, when you go through the cellar or special occasion, special tasting and you taste, how do you read those wines? What sensations do you receive?
Allora, beh, certainly the oldest vintages that I have in my cellar are 1955 and 1958. That these are made still from my grandfather. And is a unique experience because the wine lives. Certainly the color is orange, but not very light. The perfume, the nose are the aromi terziari, that licorice, the traditional aromi terziari like licorice, like leather. Like dry mushroom, like we use this word, French word, goudron, to say tar, and tobacco. And in the mouth is incredible because the tannin is like a silk, like a velvet. But the wine is present, and also the acidity is still present. It's a perfect balance. And for example, this old Barolo, I like to drink not necessarily with food because I prefer to concentrate on the wine and not have distraction with the food. Or food not like brasato al Barolo because for me is too heavy and can't compromise.
Mm-hmm. Interfere with
the delicacy of these old vintages, but this is very incredible because also during the time every glass change. I like Barolo for this complexity, for this elegance all together, complexity and elegance and finesse, because usually the consumer think that Barolo is a heavy wine, is a hard wine. For me, is I taste a lot of wine, certainly Barolo for me is unique in this style, complexity and elegance.
Do you tend to decant or double decant the old wines when you serve?
Allora, I say because old wines are like old person, I don't like...
You don't like to shake them up?
No, that I have a thing of wood where I move the magnum and I open, for example, in the morning for the night and I close with paper. That the oxygenation is slow. And then when it's dinner time, I
pour
every glass, but I keep in the original magnum.
I don't decant.
Sì. And incredible, see this evolution from a first glass to the last glass. The start of the bottle, the middle of the bottle, the end of... the bottle. This is a richness of the wine and to understand this evolution during the year, during the hour, during the minutes. One day later is better. This is another question because the time is to wait is very important. Because Barolo asked in every time in her life, time from the vineyard to the moment when we drink, when we taste, when we share with friend.
And for the American market, when did Robert Chatterton arrive at the cantina?
Start of 90 years, end of 80 and start of 90. Was a long collaboration with Robert Chatterton. I appreciate always her work because we have, like Chatterton, the same philosophy, not only in the work, but only in the life. Because also Chatterton don't has email, was a very mysterious man, don't organize a tasting in New York, don't organize a promotion. And for me, was in my life a very important experience that I remember always with pleasure. Because also we started to work when there is my father, that is for me also like. American father. And it's always interesting to have a discussion with him. He gave me a good consigli, come si dice, suggest.
Say. Made some suggestions.
Exactly. He's like, like a father for me.
What was his style in the cantina when he would arrive?
Is ancora the my father style. Certainly now the people say that my wine are more feminine than the wine of my father and sì. Alessandro Fantino. But I know that there is a difference and is also normally that there is a difference because I remember also that my father says, I don't make more the wine like makes my father. Because also change the nature. And if it's possible, I explained before, to have a possibility to work better, to have more attention for the detail, this is important to have... better quality. And my work, like was also for my father and also for my grandfather, is not to stay, but to work always, to make always better. In the past, the traditional producer are painted during this discussion between the modern and the traditional. Like producer, they are the mine closed, don't want the mine closed, don't open her minds, don't open her eyes. They stay always in the same place. He don't want change, nothing. It's not true, because if my grandfather press the grape with foot, my father press with machine, I continue with machine, I buy a new machine to have always, if it's possible, a better quality. But certainly my father don't buy a roto fermenter. Certainly my father, I don't buy a barrique, I don't buy a concentratori. System of osmosis inversa. I don't understand what are.
What do you remember about your father most in your mind each day?
We have also a discussion, certainly. But my father is a heavy person. And was a good teacher in my life, because her life was for me a model. My father knows very well this discussion about the time. And for him, the work is very important, but the work was an opportunity to grow in the mine, to meet people from different cultures, from different countries, from different languages. And the work is, I learned, this is the lesson of my father, that it's difficult to say in English, because with our work, producer, we can also give two messages that was very important: to preserve the nature, to respect the nature, but not only don't use the chemical product, but also to respect the nature, not building everywhere, don't plant nebbiolo everywhere. The role of the producer is a big role, because we work the soil. And certainly we can change the future of this soil. We can destroy this soil. We can destroy the landscape. That is very important, that we are present in us this responsibility.
Maria Teresa Mascarello has worked for her father, Bartolo Mascarello, and her grandfather, Giulio Mascarello, in Barolo. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Sorry for my English. I hope that you can understand what I want to say. Certainly, if I can to say and talk in my language was more easy for me to say what I think. But I hope that you can little understand.
Maria Teresa Mascarello likes to speak in her own language, whether it be words or wine. Thank you, Maria Teresa Mascarello of Bartolo Mascarello in Barolo.
Thank you very much.
All Drink to That is hosted and produced by myself, Levy Dalton. Aaron Scala has contributed original pieces. Editorial assistance has been provided by Bill Kimsey. The show music was performed and composed by Rob Moose and Thomas Bartlett. Show artwork by Alicia Tenoyan. T-shirts, sweatshirts, coffee mugs, and so much more, including show stickers, notebooks, and even gift wrap, are available for sale if you check the show website, alldrinktothatpod.com. That's ILLDrinktothatPOD.com. Which is the same place you'd go to sign up for our email list or to make one of the crucially important donations that help keep this show operating. You can donate from anywhere using PayPal or Stripe on the show website. Remember to hit subscribe or to follow this show in your favorite podcast app, please. That's super important to see every episode. And thank you for listening.